Another hour of Little Steven's Underground Garage follows the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
NATO condemns Russian moves in Ukraine and terror threat level raised in Britain. I'm Bill Michaels, reporting from Washington. NATO officials in Brussels held an emergency meeting with Ukrainian representatives on Friday after the alliance published satellite images it says shows Russian forces inside Ukraine. VOA's Al Pessin has more from London.
Ukraine wants help dealing with the Russian incursion. What Ukraine got was more supportive words and a hint of more action next week at a NATO summit. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen spoke after Friday's meeting, dismissing what he called hollow denials from Moscow.
Russian troops and equipment have illegally crossed the border into eastern and southeastern Ukraine. This is not an isolated action, but part of a dangerous pattern.
In Moscow, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov dismissed claims of Russian military action in Ukraine. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.
Britain raised its terror threat level from a substantial to severe Friday, as British Prime Minister David Cameron said. The poisonous Islamist extremist narrative is a big problem for his country and the globe.
What we're facing in Iraq now with ISIL is a greater and deeper threat to our security than we have known before.
The decision to raise the threat level to severe, which means a terrorist attack is considered highly likely, was related to developments in Iraq and Syria. Severe is the second highest of the five threat levels. This is VOA News. The Ebola outbreak in West Africa has now spread to Senegal, which announced its first case Friday. The health minister told reporters that the infected person is a Guinean university student who sought treatment at a hospital in Senegal's capital, Dakar, this week. She said the young man admitted to having contact with Ebola patients in Guinea. Senegal is the fifth country linked to the regional Ebola outbreak, which has killed more than 1,500 people this year, mostly in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. The U.S. Defense Department says military operations against Islamic State militants in Iraq are costing on average $7.5 million per day. Rear Admiral John Kirby said Friday the cost in Iraq has increased as activities have intensified since they started in mid-June. The news comes a day after President Obama downplayed the possibility of adding U.S. airstrikes against Islamic extremists in Syria, but added the administration is still working on a comprehensive plan to deal with the terrorist group. Kirby said the military is in the process of drawing up options for the president.
But the Syria component is relatively new. We continue to refine and work on options. That's our job. But that doesn't mean that, you know, that while you have planners doing it at a low level, that you're ready at a high level to sit down and examine them in great detail. And we just aren't there yet as an interagency team.
The U.S. has conducted more than 100 airstrikes in Iraq, most of them around the Mosul Dam facility. The United Nations says 44 peacekeepers taken from their post on the Syria-Israel border a day earlier were removed for their own protection. The U.N. said Friday it's received assurances from credible sources that the peacekeepers are safe and in good health, and that the intention behind those holding the peacekeepers was to keep them from an active battlefield. Afghan officials say at least six people were killed today when Taliban militants launched an attack on intelligence headquarters in the eastern city of Jalalabad. A spokesman for the Nangarhar provincial governor said the attack began with a suicide vehicle bombing followed by a lengthy gun battle. Medical officials said the hospital had received six bodies and at least 45 wounded. A U.S. federal judge has blocked restrictions that would have banned abortions at most facilities in the state of Texas. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
In Indonesian, we say, Variasi Terbaik Dunia, VOA Music Mix.
Everybody says, the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
A matter of choice, I choose to travel alone, but if I wish to take a doll to Havana, the supply is more than Woolworths has got beads.
Not high-class dolls.
There's only one class, indivisible and interchangeable. A doll is a doll, all dolls, any doll, you name her.
Jack White of the Raconteurs, and you're in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
The sun.
you alright. Just say how do you do, just like I always do. But if I had you in my arms tonight, would you? Would you? Sweet words you long to hear. Could you love me like I love you? Like I love you. Hey!
Started with our tribute to Van Morrison with one of the greatest records of all time and a seminal garage rock anthem, I Can Only Give You Everything. Phil Coulter and Tommy Scott wrote it and Tommy Scott produced it.
Maybe It's You was Stupidity, out of Stockholm, Sweden. New album is Four from Go Fast Records. You can get it from stupidity.se. Lots of cool stuff on that thing.
Neck and neck with Louie Louie as the garage rock anthem of all time. That one written by Van Morrison, but them did not have the hit with it. Shadows of Night did.
Would You Fight For My Love, brand new from Jack White. The album is Lazaretto. Get it from thirdmanrecords.com.
And one more from them, Could You Would You, from the second album, Them Again. In 66, written by Van Morrison, produced by Tommy Scott. Take us to the break, Gary U.S. Bonds.
Our mission statement.
Play the world's best variety.
VOA Music Mix.
Our coolest song of the world this week comes from L.A. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage, the Bayonets.
Coming, shout if you wanna shout. Are you in or are you out? Do you want? So Hi, this is Dave Marsh, author of the Beatles' second album. I'm celebrating along with everybody else who's wicked cool in this world with Little Steven, my old friend. And you play some more older records so I can think of some more books.
In the morning just to do my hair.
Why?
I don't know. He just woke me up and he said, come on, get up. I'm going to make you the grooviest looking chick in this town.
So what did you do?
Well, I looked at him and I said, George, if you love me, I am the grooviest looking chick in this town.
Did he cut your hair?
No, he didn't get around to that.
I know. found one.
I tried that.
Yeah, and you quit as soon as you paid off that pickup truck, didn't you?
That's right.
Yeah, we ain't all got so lucky around here, you know? So your mom in there, she's got to work in the morning, your grandma's got to work, but more important, I got to work tomorrow. And I need some sleep. You turn that thing on again, and I'll beat the Jesus out of you.
There ain't no Jesus in me, honey.
Set with our coolest song in the world this week, So Easy Rider, brand new from the Bayonets' first album, Crash Boom Bang. They're doing things the old school way, put out a bunch of singles and then put the album out. I still like that, you know, get a chance to focus on one song or two if you turn it over. I guess you don't turn it over anymore, do you? You go sideways, what is it, which direction? Which direction is the B-side these days? That's kind of a metaphysical question. Much too deep for this morning. Or this evening. Where are we? Oliver Lieber and Brian Ray writing. And Brian Ray and Oliver Lieber producing. Brian sings and plays guitar and all kinds of stuff. Oliver, the drummer. Lucretia Lopez Sanz singing the background vocals. You gotta love her. I gotta say that name again. Lucretia Lopez Sanz. Davey Farragher on bass and Adam McDougall playing the Vox Continental. And Scott Schreiner, additional background vocals. The track is So Easy Rider, our coolest song in the world this week.
Fade Away was Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, 1981, from The River, their fifth album. One of my favorite girl group classics, I Never Dreamed, from The Cookies, written and produced by Jerry Goffin and the great underrated Russ Titelman. June 1964, The Cookies out of Brooklyn. Dorothy Jones, Earl Jean McCrae, and Margaret Ross, all three of them lead singers, really. As most of the singing groups were back then, that's why they were so good.
Devil You Know was the ghost of a saber-toothed tiger. project created by Sean Lennon and Charlotte Mule. Their latest album, Midnight Sun, a very interesting record. Definitely worth checking out.
And the Hollies at their most triumphant, I'm Alive, Baby. That's the message this week. Everybody out of work, we'll be coming back, right? Just stay alive, stay healthy, and we'll fight our way out of this. And we'll keep you alive right here in the Underground Garage, baby.
Radio continues to evolve.
And you're part of it.
VOA Music Mix.
And in the 45th year before the Common Era, Julius Caesar, after conquering the world and inventing the salad, established the Western calendar. "Now I'm not gonna miss my birthday," he declared. This Julian calendar worked rather well for years, give or take a day or two lost here or there. He started the year on March 25th, so he wouldn't have to wait so long to go surfing. But Pope Gregory the 13th couldn't tolerate such a callous disregard for the correct time. Not to mention, the Catholic holidays kept falling on the wrong days. So he declared a more precise Gregorian calendar be instated in 1582. This made the Germanic peoples and the Swiss finally able to be on time and live up to their stereotypes. But it took until 1752 to reach England and the American colonies, at which point the Quakers made January the first month, so they could sell more oatmeal. The population, however, rioted, calling the new calendar a scam by the landlords. You see, to adjust from one calendar to another, they jumped from October 4th to October 15th. The people went crazy for several weeks, demanding the government give them back their 11 days. And Julius Caesar, after all that conquest and anchovies, will be forever reduced to a very hot, sticky month on somebody else's calendar.
Listen here.
what's going on? You've been away for far too long. You can't come back and think you are still there. You're out of touch, my baby. My heart just got it, baby. I said, baby, 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 you're out of time. Well, baby, 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 you're out of time. I said, baby, 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 you're out of time. You are left out. There without a doubt, 'cause baby, 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 you're out of time. The girl who wants to run away discovers that you've had a day. It's no good you're thinking that you're all still there. You're out of touch, my baby. There without a doubt, 'cause baby, 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 you're out of time. You thought you were a clever girl, giving up your social world, but you can't come back, be the first in line. Oh no, you're obsolete, my baby. Out of time, sing a song.
Beg his forgiveness.
It was all a misunderstanding, and we.
What? I warn you, gentlemen, I am not to be trifled with. To pull the tail of a lion is to open the mouth of trouble and reveal the teeth of vengeance biting the tongue of deceit.
There's a place right across town, wherever you're ready, where people play. You feel the blues coming on its way.
catchy tune, that.
I can't seem to get it out of my head.
Well, shake it.
That's what we've been doing all night.
Oh?
Yeah, it was a great party.
And we brought back lots of lovely souvenirs. Here is the motor.
And I've got a little
love.
And I've got a hole in my pocket.
A hole?
Well, half a hole, anyway. I gave the rest to Jeremy.
What can he do with half a hole?
I fix it to keep his mind from wandering.
Hey, look at John, will you?
What's the matter, John, love? Blue meanies?
Newer and bluer meanies have been sighted within the vicinity of this theatre. There's only one way to go out.
How's that?
Singing!
One, two...
This is Richard Goddard. You're rocking with Little Steven in the Underground Garage.
To go till I hold her.
started our tribute to Time itself with the Chambers Brothers' Time Has Come Today, the single version of their psychedelic epic, David Rubinson producing. Out of Time was the Rolling Stones, ended up on Flowers in the U.S., Aftermath in the U.K., produced by the great Andrew Lou Goldham, written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, of course. Monkey Time was Major Lance, written by Curtis Mayfield, produced by Carl Davis and the Impressions singing background. In My Own Time, one of the coolest tracks from the early Bee Gees. When they started, they were very Beatle-like. The first, really, of the Beatles school bands. And we closed with some classic doo-wop, which is pretty much the way we started the show also. Jive 5 and What Time Is It? Written by the amazing Strangeloves, Jerry Goldstein, Bobby Feldman, and Richard Goddard. Very cool. 1962 out of Brooklyn on Beltone. What time is it? It's time for the banks to loosen up some of that money, give it to new businesses around the country, and let them start hiring people. You hear me? All you bankers making all that money? Time to give some back. And that's my Labor Day editorial in a nutshell.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We are presented weekly by the fabulous Hard Rock Cafe, otherwise known as the Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, Casinos, and Hotels worldwide. The Seminole Indians, the rockinest Indian tribe like ever. Go to hardrock.com for all the stuff playing everywhere. We are also sponsored by Mobile One Extended Performance, the high endurance motor oil designed for longer service intervals. Is a fully synthetic formulation, helping to extend engine life, reduce oil breakdown, and minimize engine wear while keeping your engine clean, baby. We are on Voice of America all over the world, as well as American Forces Network. We want to say hello to all the troops. Go to undergroundgarage.com for stuff you can send to the troops that they need. Regardless of how you feel about this war or that war, it's got nothing to do with the troops, and they need stuff. So check that out. We take requests. We love hearing from you. Write to us at mail@undergroundgarage.com, and write to whatever radio station you're listening to right now, and tell them how cool they are for having this show on. Thank you, Alan Freed. I'll see you all next week.
Ciao, baby.
We must be in heaven, man.
Nice ride.
Come back to Jersey, you moron.
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.